So settling yourself into your meditation posture, which is either sitting on a chair, upright, with your feet flat on the floor and your legs and your arms uncrossed, or cross-legged on the floor. We always meditate sitting up because it's about retraining your awareness, your attention, and your mind to come to observe your thoughts, to be in a different relationship with your body, and also to check in with yourself. So scanning through your body, looking for any areas of tension and stress, and relaxing them on your out-breath. Starting from the top of your head, becoming aware of your scalp, imagining that your whole head is relaxing as you breathe out. Be bringing awareness to your forehead, relaxing that, to your eyes, imagining them relaxing within your eye sockets, your cheeks, giving them permission to let go, to relax, and your jaw. We hold a lot of tension in our jaws, so let your teeth part slightly and perhaps your lips too. This often sends a signal to the rest of the body to relax, become grounded. Imagining now your ears relaxing. And then bringing your awareness into your throat. Rolling your shoulders back and down a couple of times if you wish, and being aware of the gap between your ears and your shoulders. We hold so much tension and stress in our physical body, but most of the time we don't even realize that it's there. And then we hold it especially across the shoulders and the back. So being aware now of each of your fingers, your little fingers, second fingers on both hands, the third, the fourth, bringing awareness to your thumbs, noticing what you can sense about them. And then bringing your attention into your chest and breathing out any stress or tension that you might be holding there, either consciously or subconsciously. Every day we have 10,000 breaths. And every time we breathe out, our body lets go of carbon dioxide and other waste materials. So we can use that cycle that happens naturally every single day to let go of tension that we're breathing, that we're holding, stress. Just simply by putting our intention to do that. So every time you breathe out while you're focusing on your chest, you can just intend to let go stress, let go of the day, let go of anything that you're worried about. Breathe it out of your body. And you might even wish to make that out breath a little bit more audible, with a little bit more force attached to it. Your mind will wander many, many times as you do any kind of meditation practice. And it's important to know that when it does wander, you simply notice that it's wandered and you very, very gently bring your attention back to the meditation. And it doesn't matter if you miss the whole of the meditation, you still get the benefits anyway. And each time you sit down to meditate, you always do make the intention to be as present as you possibly can to it. But just some days you just won't be present to it, and it's okay. Your body, your mind, and your emotions still get the same benefits. So take the pressure off. When you notice your mind has wandered, notice it and gently come back. Scanning it down now into your belly. You might wish to push out your belly as you breathe in and then let it collapse as you breathe out. filling the whole of your abdominal area with your in-breath, with oxygen. And then let your belly fall back against your spine as you breathe out. A couple of breaths like this, tuning in to how your belly feels as you breathe in and breathe out. And then becoming aware of your legs, your hips first. Letting your hips and your bum relax a bit. You can do this first by clenching your bum and then letting it relax. So often we think we're relaxed, but there's always a little bit of extra relaxation that's there. Scanning down to your knees, looking for any areas of tension or stress. And releasing them as you breathe in and breathe out. And then becoming aware of your feet, of each toe on your right foot. And then each toe on your left foot. How they feel, what they're touching, what temperature are they at, hot or cold. You feel your socks against your feet, your tights, or whatever you're wearing. So scanning now again from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet, seeing if there's anything else that needs to be released with your breath, any other tension or stress. So that your body feels very heavy on the floor or on the chair. And if it's hard to feel heavy, imagine what it would feel like to feel heavy. Imagine what it would be like to completely surrender your weight to the chair, to be held by the chair and the earth underneath you. And then imagine that you're at the beach. And you're walking along the shoreline. And you stop to sit or to stand and notice. You feel the sun on your face, your feet in the water, just paddling, sinking in the wet sand. You see the seagulls flying around you. And you feel the wind on your face blowing through you. And you turn your attention to the waves. What color are the waves? What color is the ocean? Is it calm or stormy? Is it somewhere you've been before? Noticing all your sensations as you stand at the ocean shore. Letting your feet sink a little bit more into the wet sand. Feeling the strength of the sun and the heat from the sun filling you up. Feeling the soft wind caress your skin. And listening to the rhythm of the waves crashing against the shore. There's nothing that you need to do here. There's nowhere you need to be, except exactly where you are. On the shore, on this beautiful place in nature, completely safe. And then slowly coming back to your body, into the room. taking yourself away from this place, but knowing that you can go back there at any time in your imagination. Noticing now how your body feels. And then gently coming out of this practice, you thank yourself for taking the time out of your day for your self-care. You slowly wriggle your fingers and your toes, and you open your eyes whenever you're ready.